NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Goodson Group with the Real Estate Minute. Although we've all had to weather the pandemic storm of closed businesses and stay-at-home orders, houses are being sold at a surprisingly rapid rate here in our area. Our first quarter sales locally and statewide set new records again. According to Alabama Center for Real Estate, the statewide demand is up 7% for homes, and sales are up by record numbers. Just this week, we had multiple offers on our listing in Millbrook. It sold in days, not weeks or months. And as we have done since 2004, we have shot videos of homes for those who can't be present to see them. I sent videos to several of my out-of-state customers who need to move to our area but can't travel to see the homes in person. For more details of selling or buying a home, call the Goodson Group at 551-0225. That's 551-0225. Or email me, bogoodson@charter.net.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. At PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
If you need a plumber, call a plumber. If you need an electrician, call an electrician. Now, if you need excellent service on your heating and air, call Mays Heating and Air, 361-1895. Mays Heating and Air is locally owned and has been around for over 33 years. You can take advantage of Mays' lower overhead and lower prices. Trust your family's comfort and your biggest investment, your home, to Mays Heating and Air. Their work is guaranteed, and they'll be there when you need them. Mays Heating and Air offers smart financing with Alabama Power Inspire, including commercial replacements. If you've been shocked by an estimate from another dealer, then you'll want to call Mays Heating and Air for a free estimate. Play it safe. It's time to get your spring checkup. Right now, it's a real deal. Call Mays. It pays for heating and air service and new or replacement units. 361-1895. 361-1895. Or go to maysclimate@gmail.com. State Alabama license number 89388.
We understand that these are uncertain times. And while we are all looking for answers, we know many of you are also looking for help. That's why Liberty Mutual is automatically refunding a portion of our customers' personal auto insurance premiums. We're also offering flexible payment options for those who have been financially affected by the crisis. In these uncertain times, we want you to know we are here to help. Learn more about what Liberty Mutual is doing at libertymutual.com/COVID-19.
It's Tuesday! You've been in quarantine for so long, you don't even know what day it is! Why don't you take a shower? Or at least change your pajamas! And don't forget to brush your teeth! It's Tuesday!
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Cusada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
It's five.
Stand by for news.
News. I'm Rich Dennison. President Trump today defending his use of the antiviral drug hydroxychloroquine despite FDA warnings the drug has not been shown to be safe or effective in treating or preventing coronavirus.
It's had a great reputation, and if it was somebody else other than me, people would say, gee, isn't that smart?
Vice President Mike Pence today saying he is not taking the drug despite his press secretary testing positive for the virus. At least 35 states are now sharing addresses of those who test positive for coronavirus to first responders, including some law enforcement.
The Associated Press also finds 10 of those states are sharing names. Critics say the sharing of medical information is both invasive of privacy and could lead to distrust and convince persons not to seek testing or treatment. Guidance from the Department of Health and Human Services says the health data sharing is legal.
Fox's Evan Brown. America is listening to Fox News.
Ladies and gentlemen, in just a few moments, we start our daily broadcast.
Who
that's with you every night through the long commuter fight, and in the morning with your toast and mama lady. Oh,
John,
what is FM?
Good.
Who listens to radio? No matter if it's summer, winter, spring or fall. Who listens to radio? Only 150 million.
I want to be a DJ.
You do?
Woo! 150 million people. That's all.
That's the radio.
I think I heard of that. It's called the radio.
Thought we'd give that an extra spin this afternoon. Man, yeah. I am so far behind, I can't believe how fast it slips through my fingers.
You look good, though.
That's all that matters. I saw an interesting thing. It was one of the responses from that intemperate woman who called me a low-rent Rush Limbaugh. And it was a sign. Instead of saying COVID-19, it said COO-19. You know, I'm sorry. I don't put anything past the Democrats, and especially since they're so tight with China. Don't believe a damn thing they say. This is Brian.
Yeah. Hey, Greg. How are you?
I'm all right. How are you, sir?
Good. Good. Listen. I started working in Montgomery about a year ago. I drive from Birmingham every day, and about 6 months ago, I found you guys. And I tell you what, I can't wait till I hit Verbena on 65 coming over here, so I can switch over and catch you. And I enjoy your morning show. I listen to it coming in. I enjoy your evening show going home.
Well, thank
you.
It's awesome.
I love Mr. On the Money, and I love the way you know your listeners. Like, I think Frog Daddy this morning, you were asking about his health.
Yeah.
You know, that's just a hometown deal, and I've been wanting to call, and I put it off until you just read that statement from that idiot that that got on social media and blasted you. But listen, brother, you're doing a great job. I'm glad I found you guys. And one day I'm going to call in on Dead or Alive, and I'm going to win myself a Bistro gift card.
I'm determined to make that game happen, man. I enjoy it. It's fun. Brian, thank you. You mentioned Mr. Right on the Money. He's standing by to talk to us, so I got to run. But do call again and drive safely, okay?
Yes, sir. You guys have a great day.
Thanks. You.
That is what you call a day-making call.
That's awesome, and that's what you needed, because you were just wondering about that, and he just answered your question, man, because people love you.
You know,
the haters love you.
No, I occasionally look into the mirror and think,
what is wrong with you?
In a more masculine thought voice, but I don't have one of those on a key, so.
Look in the mirror, you say, I look good today.
Our show brought to you in part by Clark's Heating, Air Conditioning, and Plumbing. You know, sticky heat, it's coming, and it's only going to get stickier.
And Leon's getting larger.
Well, Clark's Heating and Air Conditioning and Plumbing cannot help Leon, but they can help keep Leon cool. Now is the time to call Clark's 277-2125, get a membership. It's $159 that will pay itself back to you through lowered electric costs through an efficiently running system. It is money well spent, and you have the guarantee of priority service if something breaks. Call 277-2125, and this is what Clark's sounds like when they get your call. That's what you want. We're on the way. You know, we understand it's an emergency. They get it. Same thing with plumbing. You see a wet spot in your wall? That's not something you want to let sit. So team up with the best and have them on your side for your family's comfort and the protection of the infrastructure of your home 24/7, 365. That's 277-2125, clarkcomfort.com, Alabama certification number 99004, and Brant will join us next.
Looking for insurance? Or maybe you're just not satisfied with your current carrier. How does quality coverage with local service at competitive rates sound to you? The folks at MyStark offer just that. Bundle your car, home, life insurance, and more to save hundreds with them. As an independent agency with over 20 of the top-rated national carriers like Travelers, Cincinnati, Auto Owners, Progressive, Encompass, Chubb, and Pure, to name a few, MyStark is sure to find the perfect match for you and your loved ones. Their reputation speaks for itself, as it is unrivaled in the River Region. Since their inception in 1929, almost 90 years ago, they've gotten to know the city well and have a staff equipped to bring you the best customer service. They chose a dog as their mascot for a reason. Dog is man's best friend. So let Starkey be yours. Quote with them and they'll have Starkey sniff out the best coverage for you. Find them on Facebook at facebook.com/MyStarkInsurance and on Instagram and Twitter under MyStark. You can visit their site at MyStark.com or call them at 334-263-5535 for quotes from multiple carriers.
Noble here with Dixie Electric Plumbing and Air. Keep your cool. Get a free Dixie cooler upon completion of your estimate. Visit calldixie.com for details.
Call Dixie and it's done.
License number 15033.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Southern Tractor, Troy and Elba, the largest Coyote tractor dealer in the South. A 25-horsepower Coyote tractor, $14,900, with free loader, unlimited hour warranty. And a 45-horsepower Coyote tractor with loader, $22,984. Southern Tractor, Elba and Troy.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. We have some comfortable days ahead for tonight. It's going to be pleasantly cool. There's an isolated shower possible. Overnight low temperature down to about 59. For tomorrow, another pretty good day with, a sun and cloud mix. High temperature in the low 80s tomorrow. And I think we'll be in the mid-80s on Thursday with widely scattered pop-up showers or maybe a thunderstorm possible each day, but the rain chances will be small. Then we'll be near 90 on Friday, low 90s on Saturday, low to mid-90s on Sunday with those familiar summertime-type pop-up thunderstorms possible each day, but they will be widely scattered. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
CBNS Bank has digital banking solutions to help you keep up. Check balances, pay bills, transfer funds, manage your card, deposit checks, and much more. Learn more at cbsbank.com. Charges and fees may apply from your cellular service provider. Contact your service provider for information. Member FDIC.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
513. Some breaking news. Earlier this afternoon, we talked about a woman who survived the Spanish flu and COVID-19, 100 years, actually 102 years apart. She, I think, was 107. Annie Glenn, the widow of astronaut John Glenn, passed away today at the age of 100 from coronavirus complications in a nursing home near St. Paul, Minnesota. She's noteworthy because as part of, and God, there was a great TV series a few years ago called The Astronauts' Wives Club, which got into what they went through, the original Mercury 7 astronauts and their wives. And she was a woman who struggled with a speech issue, stuttering. And that made it difficult for her to speak in public and to, you know, when Walter Cronkite's at the front door, your husband's orbiting the Earth. What do you think? You know, and Glenn intervened and told the space agency, if she can't do it, I'm telling you, she can't do it. And I will no longer be an astronaut. He, of course, went back into space at age 77 in the shuttle, which is pretty cool. She passes away at the age of 100 this afternoon. That story just coming out. Thank you, Mark Cumby, for sending that our way. And let's welcome Mr. Wright on the Money as our last caller identified him. Brant McDonald from McDonald & Hagan Wealth Management. How are you, sir?
Hey, buddy. Greg, yeah, man, I'm doing great. It's been an active day in the market. Well,
it kind of went the way you predicted. You said there'd probably be a little bit of selling off today. Is that what happened?
Yeah, it did. Not surprising at all. You know, the market is just really trying to find a foothold here. You know, it's been about a 4 to 5 week long process since the big rally off the bottom, and we've really been stuck in this tight trading range for about four and a half weeks or so. Yesterday, we hit the extreme upper end of that range. We sold off today, not surprising at all. But, you know, the market, you know, they're talking about all the, you know, the new projections coming out of the CBO and various economists and forecasters. And the consensus, I guess, now is that the second quarter, we're probably going to see a GDP contraction of 38%, the biggest quarterly drop in gross domestic activity in this country ever. And that's a big number, 38% contraction. But
yeah,
market's not focused on that right now. It already knows it. The market is focusing on the third and fourth quarters right now, and really is there going to be any continuing stimulus? How big is the deficit going to be? How fast can this recovery be? And I think beyond that, and which is what we're doing at our firm as well, is really trying to look at 2021. You know, I mean, in my mind, 2020 is a done deal. We know what it, we know what happened. We know what's probably how we're going to end this year from an economic and fundamental standpoint. But my question is 2021. And it's not so easy. You know, you have to really think about it, not just from getting back to normal, because we're not ever going to get back to normal. We're going to get back to maybe normal from the standpoint of seeing a powerful economy, but the construct of the economy, the way it's going to look, is going to be a lot different than it has, you know, ever. From the way that consumers behave going forward, the way that we all behave socially going forward, all of those things are going to be quite different. And so so that's kind of where we've been spending a lot of time in terms of research, really looking at what is life going to look like in 2021. We do think there's going to be a robust recovery, and that all of the quarter, you know, if you think about it, first quarter comparison over first quarter this year, going to be a huge increase, and certainly second quarter comparable numbers, all those comparisons as we go through 2021 are going to be significant differences in terms of the amount of growth, people coming back to work, but it's just going to look different. And so that, and that therein lies the whole big question: where is capital going to flow? You know, what sectors, what industries? And so that's where we're spending a lot of time. But as far as today, man, you know, yeah, we hit that upper end of the range, traded off, had some big retail numbers out of Home Depot and Walmart. Walmart had a great quarter. Their e-commerce solution has paid off handsomely for them. You know, Home Depot traded off. They had a huge hit to their earnings because of the coronavirus cost. These were one-time costs. The other big news, you know, we had this big testimony today before Congress with the CARES Act from Treasury Secretary Mnuchin as well as the Federal Reserve Chairman. Nothing really new there other than, you know, the Fed said we've got plenty of tools left that we can fight this with. So, there were, you know, at the end of the day, about what we expected. And I think we're going to be stuck in this sort of trading range for a little while now.
Well, the you know, it's all about the momentum. And one question I would like to ask, we talked to David Blackman earlier, and he had coined the term soft civil war in America relative to states that are reopening their economies and those that insist that we got to keep it shut down. And so far, the states that are reopening have... Nobody's had to say, oh, this is a mistake. I agree that, you know, as you say, our from social distancing, and I don't know if we'll see a baseball park full of fans wearing masks or how that's all going to play out. I wish the hell they would just make a decision. I think you should get in there and negotiate with these people and get baseball started, because they're, I think, if they don't tell us soon, hey, we're going to have a season and here's the plan, they're going to lose. It'll be... It'll make the strike of 1994, which damaged baseball irreparably, it'll look like a picnic compared to the fan fallout now.
Well, no, I totally agree with you. You know, and we talk about sports a lot sometimes on the show, and I think sometimes people don't really understand the full impact. But sports in America is a big deal, as we all know, from television contracts and everything else that's involved with that. You know, tomorrow, the NCAA, you know, they're having a big vote. I think there's something like a little over 40-something participants from member schools that are going to be voting at whether or not to drop the ban on athletes, student athletes being allowed back on campus to volunteer for workouts. That's a big deal, and that vote will portend exactly sort of, I think, what's on the minds of the NCAA and others in terms of how we're going to have a season or if we're going to have a season.
It's big business. It's funny. It seems to me like the SEC is gearing up to have a season, maybe different, maybe with limitations, But in California, they've already announced they're not going to let the campuses reopen for the rest of the year. So what's the Pac-8 or 12 or whatever they are these days going to do? It's crazy.
Yeah, well, they're not going to play, you know, and it's going to be interesting because, like, I believe USC was supposed to open the season with Alabama. Who knows whether that happens.
Now, why would USC want to schedule a loss for their first game? I don't get that.
Yeah.
Real time.
I love it. You talked about what David Blackman said, and it's kind of like what we've been talking about, that, you know, there's this divide in America that's getting bigger and bigger and bigger.
Right.
Now, some on the left want to argue that that's a result of this ideology and that we can't all be a part of this one big tent. But, you know, from a political perspective, but that's not what it boils down to. It's a fundamental philosophy from the standpoint of work, hard work, people who are willing to take risk and work hard every day, building and growing their businesses, and they don't want to be told what to do. It boils down to freedom. You know, you take a state like California that's so socialist, even in the financial crisis, you know, when they were one of the hardest hit states, you remember how bad real estate was. And you know, under Obama, they had a massive bailout. And essentially what that means is it means there's money moving from states like Alabama, Texas, and other states that were a little bit better. Those tax dollars through the clearing mechanism of the Fed are being exported to California. And so here we are again, where you have certain states who have a fundamental difference in how they view this virus and when it's time to go back to work. California doesn't want to do that. Yet they, you know, like Pelosi and others, they want to continue with these socialist programs, exploding, you know, what would be a deficit, except for states can't really run deficits. So they want the government to give them more money. And this is where the divide comes from. That's my point in all of this. And it's just getting bigger. It'll be interesting to see, but at some point, you know, this will come to a head. And,
politically, my guess is that the blue states are playing into the president's hands because the people that live there, that have businesses there, that have lives there, that want to go back to those lives, are watching everybody else open up. And why not us? Why are we still in timeout here, Governor Fett? Oh, I don't want to use that term. But you know what I'm saying? And
I do, and the same thing's happening in Europe. It's happening in Europe all over again. You know, I read today that, you know, Germany and France are getting together. They're going to issue bonds that are backed by their countries. They're going to literally borrow money, and then they're going to send that money down to Italy and Spain and Portugal and Greece. And, I mean, yeah, I don't know. And from what I hear, a lot of the, you know, you look at informal polls, or because there haven't been really many formal polls over there, but a lot of the citizens in those countries are not too keen on this.
Yeah, I wouldn't be. Not at all. Especially Germany. Their behavior it's become bizarre. And then, of course, their socialist state. And then this just in from the governor of Illinois.
Get in my belly!
Thank you.
Friends, the smartest thing you can do, it's an insurance policy against the next COVID or whatever crisis comes down the line of life. And that insurance policy is a plan. And the plan, you sit down with Brant, meet his incredible team at McDonald and Hagen Wealth Management, and let them help you take a look at your monthly budget and where you can make changes that will not cost you your lifestyle, you know, and the things you enjoy doing. Just smart. Become smarter with your money and build a fund that's there for the proverbial rainy day or a whole sequence of them like we're going through now. 819-4810. That's Duncan Tomlinson. Brant is 387-0094. Go ahead.
387-0094. Will you write that down for me so I can remember?
Yes.
Seth's going to be our automated phone directory.
I'm the number guy. I just have to write it down once so it sticks.
Call, make an appointment, sit down. There's no obligation, and you'll walk out of there feeling like empowered. You become managerial about your money. McDonald and Hagen Wealth Management. Brant, thanks, and we'll talk tomorrow.
Absolutely, buddy. You guys take care. We'll talk tomorrow.
Thanks.
Thank you, opinions voiced in this material are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual. All performance referenced is historical and is no guarantee of future results. All indices are unmanaged and may not be invested into directly. The opinions expressed in this material do not necessarily reflect the views of LPL Financial. Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advice offered through McDonald and Hagen Wealth Management, registered investment advisor, and separate entity from LPL Financial.
In the time since he was our guest at 3:35 this afternoon, David Blackman has written another blog about Sidney Powell filing for a writ of mandamus to the Court of Appeals to get the Flynn case. That judge is insane, and if they find a way to support that judge, I don't know what happens. That whole thing has become an obscenity. And today, documents, thanks to, from CBS, believe it or not, CBS News, proving that the FBI had notes about this whole setup on Flynn. So it's got to be one or the other. And we know what the truth is, but when are we going to get some justice? 527.
Good afternoon, Montgomery Skywatch traffic. You might remember earlier we had an accident, Vaughn Road at East Boulevard. We're still seeing them on the scene there. We've still got backup on the maps. Watch out at that intersection as you go through for emergency vehicles. Now we have a new accident, Taylor Road at Vaughn Road. We're seeing backup on Vaughn Road outbound. Watch out for emergency vehicles there. That is a minor accident. They should get it cleaned up fairly quickly. All of the other accidents around town have seemed to work themselves out right now. And other than these two on Vaughn Road, that's about it. But we have a lot of traffic on the boulevard this afternoon. Congestion at all of the major intersections. Atlanta Highway, Taylor Road, very congested this afternoon at all the 31s outbound, including I-65. And 85. Haynes Ambulance serves Central Alabama both on the ground and in the air. You and your family's lives are their complete dedication. Haynes Ambulance. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell J.
Injured in a wreck? We don't get paid until you get paid. Call the Vance Law Firm. 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
Presenting 8 great reasons to rely on C-Square Performance Automotive. Reason 1, we do it all, from brakes to motors and transmissions, oil changes and more. Reason 2, C-Square has all brands of tires. Reasons 3 through 6, great people like Chris Bowers, Duke Jones, Heather Walker, and Ricky Adams. Reason 7, free pickup and delivery in the downtown area. And Reason 8, trust. You will trust us, and your car will love us. C-Square Performance Automotive, 715 Madison Avenue.
Right now, Home Sweet Home has never been sweeter. Our homes are more important than ever, and finding people we trust to take care of them is just as important. For over 20 years, Home Advisor has been connecting homeowners with trusted local plumbers, electricians, roofers, and more. And now we're making it easier than ever for great pros to join the Home Advisor network. For a limited time, home service businesses can get $200 in free advertising. Visit homeadvisor.com/start200 for details. That's homeadvisor.com/start200.
O'Reilly. This is Derek's O'Reilly Auto Parts story.
After the third time jump-starting my car, I finally realized my battery was dying. So I stopped by O'Reilly to have it checked. They tested it right there in the parking lot. It was bad, real bad. But they helped me find the right battery for my car and even installed it for free. Now my car starts like new.
O'Reilly.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness at its new time every Saturday at 10 a.m.
News and talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
How come you're always such a
complain. So eat it, just eat it. You better listen, better do what you're told. You haven't even touched your tuna casserole. You better chow down or it's gonna get cold. So eat it. I don't care if you're full, just eat it. Eat it. Open up your mouth and feed it.
Get in my belly.
Have some more yogurt, have some more Spam. It doesn't matter if it's fresh or canned. Just eat it.
Talk about weight today on Happy Hour. And the shamelessness of the left and all their different rules. I can't keep up with it anymore. Pelosi yesterday, of all people to judge anybody with her chemically peeling face and her dentures that seem determined to leap out of her mouth every time she talks. And then Stacey Abrams, who is a substantial woman. She's a supermodel, according to the Washington Post, but Trump is morbidly obese. I can't keep up with it anymore. It's like, and if I spent too much time thinking about it, I would really go nuts. It's just also insane. The General Flynn, what's happened to him, that poor man has lost his home, his money, his rank, his status, his dignity, everything, because of political operatives in the Obama administration under his authorization, just to get Trump.
Whoa, I can't have anyone destroy my legacy.
Can you imagine where this country would be? I don't understand the current condition, notwithstanding, if Hillary had followed him. And people still talk about her like, oh, what a great president. Oh, my God. You just have to be willfully. Here's a declassified Rice email shows Comey suggested keeping some Russia info from Flynn. You see, there's this thing. I watch enough Perry Mason and Law and Order to know what exculpatory evidence is. It's got to be there.
Mm-hmm.
You can't hide it. If you have it, you have to present it. And they sent this man into a no-win situation. Thanks for serving your country for 33 years. Just to get at Donald Trump. This is how ugly and small they are. And it's just horrifying. I got to protect myself from the COVID-19. How about if you just don't leave your house in your car? 23 accidents in drive time only. 6 to 9 a.m., 3 to 6 p.m., and we're not even done with Tuesday. We're at 23. If you are one of those people, remember Montgomery Paint and Body on the Boulevard at East Shirley Lane, our fine Saturday morning live sponsor, for which we're very grateful. And that's not to make light of being in an accident, but if you have one, at the end of it all, you should get a car back that looks as good as new, maybe better. And while we're singing the praises of the great sponsors of this show, let me also mention I have a text in to Bob. I'm planning on going to Baumhauer's tomorrow. Our restaurant's at 25 or 50% capacity now.
It depends on the size of the restaurant.
Mm. I want to get some specific information. In fact, we had even discussed maybe putting a couple of tables outside the side door, which would create more space for people, other diners inside. Maybe we'll hear something from him before the end of the show. What else is happening?
Hold on.
Oh, God, there's another one on Chubby Stacy. Unbelievable. And as you know, as we discussed with Brandt, the soft Civil War here, these blue states that are refusing to budge on reopening are damaging everyone's economy. The combined economy of the 50 states, they're not contributing. While the red states are opening and bringing people back to work, they're doing this by design. So I greatly appreciated the gut punch that the sign that turn from COVID-19 into coup-19. They're still doing it. They're drafting more impeachment. They don't care that we've already been through one complete hoax. They want to do it again. Speaking of morbidly obese, Jerry Nadler. How about him, Nancy? Well, how's his weight looking to you? Sweet D.
Hey, Greg.
Hi.
And Rosie.
Hey.
And Steph. So I have a funny story for you. One time my girlfriend, she caught her husband cheating.
Mm-hmm.
So she went to the house of the man he was cheating with and waited outside. And when he came out, she hit him with her truck and she drug him about 100 feet. And so he was on his stomach and his whole face, his arms, all of his skin was pulled off, even on his penis. And I told her the next day, I said, I saw you on the news. And she said, oh, how did my hair look? And I thank God she needed Seth Spotlow there to tell her you look good.
Yeah.
Like, that was the only thing she was concerned about, was how does my hair look? How did my hair look when I was on the news?
Hell had no fury like a woman scorned, right, Sweet D?
Yeah, yeah. So be careful.
Thank you for the call. We're going to check traffic, and then Legal Eagle is waiting us at 5:38.
Good afternoon, Montgomery. Skywatch traffic. They are still working two accidents. Now, the one at Vaughn Road and Eastern Boulevard, we believe, is out of the roadway there. We are still seeing a little bit of a backup on Vaughn Road outbound at Eastern Boulevard. Use caution there. Watch out for emergency vehicles if they're still on the scene. And we had an accident, Taylor Road at Vaughn Road, in the intersection there. Please watch out for emergency vehicles there. We've got a lot of traffic on the roads this afternoon all around the boulevard, I-65 and 85, moderate traffic through downtown Montgomery. Also, the 31s are a little bit busy outbound this afternoon. Buckle up and drive carefully if you can. Get the new Toyota at Reinhart Toyota you've always wanted. No payments for 90 days with approved credit. Visit their showroom, shop online, or they'll bring the vehicle to you. Reinhart Toyota for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. I'm Wendell J.
I'm Stuart Vance with the Vance Law Firm. For a free consultation, dial 3 and talk to me.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services should be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Once upon a time, if you had a water leak under your house or a broken drain line, the only solution was to dig. Don't dig a hole. Call Cole. Cole Plumbing can repair any damaged or leaking pipes without digging in most cases. Cole Plumbing relines, repairs, and renews your pipes and with minimal interruption to your routine. All work comes with a limited warranty. Call Cole Plumbing today at 279-8919. And remember, you don't have to dig a hole. You can call Cole. Call 279-8919 today.
Traditionally, plumbers repair defective water, sewer, drain, and other pipelines by digging holes, breaking into floors, slabs, or walls. This type of destruction is a last resort at Cole Plumbing. With our unique pipelining technology, we can eliminate demolition that causes extreme inconvenience, disruption, and expense. Also, it's safer. So don't dig a hole. Call on Cole at 279-8919 or find us at coleplumbing.com. You'll be pleased you did. And remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
Right now, Home Sweet Home has never been sweeter. Our homes are more important than ever, and finding people we trust to take care of them is just as important. For over 20 years, Home Advisor has been connecting homeowners with trusted local plumbers, electricians, roofers, and more. And now we're making it easier than ever for great pros to join the Home Advisor network. For a limited time, home service businesses can get $200 in free advertising. Visit homeadvisor.com/start200 for details. That's homeadvisor.com/start200.
O'Reilly. This is Derek's O'Reilly Auto Parts story.
After the third time jump-starting my car, I finally realized my battery was dying. So I stopped by O'Reilly to have it checked. They tested it right there in the parking lot. It was bad, real bad. But they helped me find the right battery for my car and even installed it for free. Now my car starts like new.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpet. For all floor covering and granite products, see H&H Carpets for the guaranteed best price. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. We have some comfortable days ahead for tonight. It's going to be pleasantly cool. There's an isolated shower possible. Overnight low temperature down to about 59. For tomorrow, another pretty good day with, a sun and cloud mix. High temperature in the low 80s tomorrow. And I think we'll be in the mid-80s on Thursday with widely scattered pop-up showers or maybe a thunderstorm possible each day, but the rain chances will be small. Then we'll be near 90 on Friday, low 90s on Saturday, low to mid-90s on Sunday with those familiar summertime-type pop-up thunderstorms possible each day, but they will be widely scattered. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Are you tired of renting instead of building equity in your home? ASE Credit Union can help with historic low rates and an easy approval process. Your dream of owning a new home can be a reality. Schedule an appointment or apply online. ASE Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your ASE. Equal opportunity lender. NMLS number 420259.
The River Region's first and only news talk station on FM. Live, local talk. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Ball players can't chew Bazooka Joe.
Pages of protocols for playing a baseball game. Good luck getting Major League Baseball players to not spit, to not eat their pumpkin seeds and all the rest of the crap they do. If you watched Naked Gun last night, you know exactly what I'm talking about. Right now, though, let's go to Legal Eagle and local Heartthrob.
And the new rules of baseball, thou shalt not proceed to third base until passing first base and second base. Take out the holy hand grenade.
Like if somebody's running to second and there's no play, do the second baseman and shortstop have to social distance so that the runner doesn't spray the COVID on him while he's trying to get a dunk?
That's exactly right.
It's nuts.
Unintentional collision in center field and left field, do they have to come out and quarantine for 14 days?
There's a man on the field with the Lysol.
Listen, I want to rant for just a second.
Please do.
Okay, so I just happened to walk past the TV where MSNBC was on, which is clearly a mistake.
Yes.
And the big topic was an article in the Washington Post about how they're talking about how the president is not empathetic or sympathetic with people who are going through all this.
All right.
You know, which is their idea, of course, of being empathetic and feeling the people's pain is that we should keep everything shut down, right? That he's only about the economy. Well, let me put a different spin on that. I am empathetic and sympathetic with a mother and a father who have a family-owned business who are closed down and can't support their family. And who don't have enough employees to get the government relief money that other employers get, right? Because it's based on salaries. If you only got two people that own like a bakery, they're not getting bailed out, right? They're closed down. I'm sympathetic with kids whose parents are in prison, and their only hope for the summer is to go to the annual summer camp that is put on voluntarily for them, but they can't go to it this year. Because it's closed because of COVID.
Yeah.
You know, I'm sympathetic with the working man who's just trying to support his family and his children. You know, and these people, like the governor of Illinois, Pritzker, fat bastard as you call him.
Yes.
And the governor of Pennsylvania.
Get in my belly!
Yeah, and the mayor of Los Angeles, who says, well, you can go outside on the beach as long as you walk on the wet sand, but not the dry sand.
Whoa, man. Lunacy. Yeah,
how do you even do that?
It's insane. And then the Oregon governor, who just got, you know, reversed by the court there, who and then the Washington State Governor Inslee, who's just a nutcase, who says everybody who goes to a restaurant, the restaurant has to take your contact information, email, your address, and all that kind of stuff. He finally backed off on that. And then has put into place, you know, a protocol that says, you know, we're going to send tracers to your house, and if you don't cooperate with them, then we could possibly, we can quarantine you, and you will not be able to go to the grocery store or the pharmacy. You'll have to designate someone to do that for you. That's what we call house imprisonment, and that can only be allowed under our Constitution if martial law is declared.
Right.
You know, and in the Michigan governor, don't even get me started on that stupid idiot. You know,
what a horrible
but the great thing about all this, Greg, is especially with respect to Michigan and Pennsylvania, these are battleground states, and they are pushing the middle into the Republican Party. I'm not trying to be cynical about it and say everything's got to be looked through a political lens. But these are hurting people, you know, and there are tons of counties where people can go to work and can practice social distancing. Why can I not go, and I can do it now, but why can I not go to a church where there's 75 pews and we can all sit apart from each other, yet I can go to the liquor store or the pot store.
Or I can get an abortion. Which you can do in Michigan, but you can't,
Right. I can go to Home Depot unless I'm buying seeds in Michigan.
I don't know that Trump could have set this up any better.
Well, best thing he did was when he came out and said, I'll decide when you open or close. And the governors immediately said, oh, no, that's our decision. He's right. You're right. That is your decision.
Yeah.
Let's see how you do with it.
And boy.
You know?
Did you hear Joe Biden's new name? Remember Dogface, Pony Soldier, and all that?
Yeah.
The clever Joe came up with a new nickname.
Hiding Biden?
Yeah, Hiding Biden came up with a new nickname for Trump. President Tweety.
Ooh, I'm Tweety Tall Pony Cat.
How about that?
President Tweety. But, you know, I got to say this. I am so tired of hearing these liberals virtue signal and trying to say there's a binary choice. Either you've got to be totally closed or you're a capitalistic pig who doesn't have any sympathy for people. Why can't I be in the middle of that?
Yeah.
Why can't I say we want to open businesses and they can operate safely? You know, we treat people as adults.
Yeah.
You know, that you don't take your 80-year-old grandmother to Home Depot.
Right.
I mean, we're not stupid. And the people who are stupid, they're taking that's personal responsibility. That's what freedom is. Freedom means the freedom to do the wrong thing, too.
And there are millions of people in blue states looking at red states saying, I want what they have. And
exactly.
But you've got fat
bastard as your rant.
No, that's a great rant. And I honestly think this is going to kill them in the election. I really do.
Well, they deserve it. They deserve it because, you know what, they're not treating people like we're free. You know, and it only took, it didn't take long for this epidemic to show who the real totalitarian or, authoritarians
and
are.
And we may ultimately find that is the one thing about this corona situation that we will be grateful for.
You're right. I mean, Trump has outed a lot of people. He's outed the media for their bias. There's absolutely no one who can say now, well, the media.
Yeah, but you know what? There are still people that believe all of that crap. Some lady called me a low-rent Rush Limbaugh on my Facebook page. How about that?
You should be proud.
I am.
Wear it with a badge, you know? Say, well, if you mean low rent as then, you know, that I'm not as rich as Rush Limbaugh. Yeah, you're probably right.
I don't want to be Rush Limbaugh.
No, you want to be Greg. I mean, you know, you're not Rush, you know? By the way, I did see that the Flynn's folks filed their mandamus petition
in
D.C. Circuit Court of Appeals. She's going to win that.
I am actually frightened that the appeals court will come up with some convoluted way to keep it alive.
No, you got a good court of appeals there, and they have a decision on points they decided I think was like 4 years ago. So, and plus it was a good U.S. Supreme Court decision just 2 weeks ago that say, look, you know, this shenanigans. Ruth Bader Ginsburg wrote the majority is 9-0. Said, look. District court judges can go out and solicit, you know, third-party briefs, amicus briefs, you know, on these criminal cases. That's not the way it works. We're in an adversary system. Each party's represented. The government represents one side, and the defense is represented by their own lawyer. And if the government and defense agree on the dismissal and there's a logical basis, which there is, there was prosecutorial misconduct and an ethics issue with trying to keep the case going, then it is their prerogative to dismiss the case. And I think that, you know, Sullivan should recuse himself. He outed himself with his bias when he accused, Flynn of treason.
Treason.
And when he disagreed with the first, back when Obama's Justice Department was prosecuting it, he disagreed with the sentence agreement between the prosecution and defense. So, I mean, this guy just has a hard-on. I'm sorry.
I'm not believing that. It's exactly what he's got.
He does, you know. And he's an Obama judge, too. He doesn't need to be a judge. If you cannot dispassionately look at the case and apply the law, then you need to recuse yourself off that case. And judges are human beings. They have biases. But you're supposed to, if you recognize that you have that bias, you're supposed to say, I've got to step away from this one because I can't be fair.
Jim, flat out of time.
All right, buddy. Man, good to talk to you.
Time well spent. Thank you. 5:53.
Well, good afternoon. This is Montgomery Skywatch traffic. We are still very busy all over the city this afternoon. A lot of congestion, Atlanta Highway outbound as well as Federal Drive. And Congressman Dickinson to 231. 31 to Prattville is busy. Folks trying to escape Montgomery on this Tuesday afternoon. I-65 and 85 light to mostly moderate traffic through downtown Montgomery. Most congested areas right now, Eastern Boulevard from I-85 to Vaughan and East South Boulevard from Troy Highway all the way back to Narrow Lane. Use caution wherever you are. Buckle up and please, no more accidents this afternoon. The only person that can help us with that is you by being careful out there. At Reinhart Toyota, they have 0% financing available with approved credit on some models. No payments until summer. Reinhart Toyota for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. I'm Wendell Jay.
Motorcycle riders have the same rights and privileges as anyone else on the road. If you've been injured, call the Vance Law Firm.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services should be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
Let's face it. Credit cards are pretty much a necessity.
New tires for the car? Here's my card.
I order takeout, use my card. And most of us just accept the high interest rates credit cards charge as a necessary evil.
What are you going to do?
Here's what you can do. Get a low fixed rate credit card consolidation loan from LightStream and pay off those credit card balances. You can get a loan from $5,000 to $100,000. The process is all online. You never have to leave the house. And you could get your money as soon as the day you apply. The average credit card company charges over 19% APR. But with LightStream, you can get a fixed rate as low as 5.95% APR with AutoPay.
Now I can pay off my high-interest credit cards and save money with a much lower rate. Thanks, LightStream.
Apply today at lightstream.com/news and get an additional interest rate discount. That's lightstream.com/news for an additional discount. Lightstream.com/news.
Subject to credit approval. Rate includes 0.5% auto pay discount. Terms and conditions apply and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit lightstream.com/news for more information.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
We know staying in is a little easier when you can grill out. That's why Ace will help you get a great grill for your family from the best brands like Big Green Egg, Traeger, and Weber. And with your local Ace right in your neighborhood, we'll assemble and deliver your grill for free. Then, to make it even easier, we'll include free fuel to help you get grilling. The brands you love and the service you trust, only at Ace. Offer valid for Ace Rewards members through May 31st on grills and accessories $3.99 and up. Propane tank not included. See participating stores for scheduling or exclusions.
Do you know the proper way to prevent the spread of COVID-19 in your office? We do. We're Jana King, the King of Clean, for over 30 years, and we've developed comprehensive programs to address proper cleaning and disinfection. We have experience in applying disinfecting programs in hospitals, office buildings, schools, and other venues. Now we're ready to help and able to assist customers that need disinfecting services. Go to JanieKingCleans.com now to learn more. That's JanieKingCleans.com.
Jana King. The King of Clean.
Confidence. Peace of mind. A way forward. During tough times, these are the things we all want. And with the personalized help of a Trustmark relationship manager, it's something we can find together. That's why Trustmark is standing by business owners. No matter what challenges you may be facing, we are here with a suite of financial services to help you find a path forward. Learn more at trustmark.com/business.
Fox Tomorrow.
It's the Masked Singer Grand Finale.
Be there as Frog, Turtle, and Night Angel do battle one last time. May the best mask win.
And the winner is...
Then, join football's Watt brothers.
We are taking the game of tag to an ultimate level.
For the premiere of a new competition series.
Oh, my God!
Ultimate Tag, after the Masked Singer season finale.
Tomorrow on Fox 20.
Sounds like a job for AC by Luke Choir.
Turn to the experts at AC by Luke Choir and Carrier to save up to $1,850 on a new Carrier AC and heating system. Or get 0% financing up to 60 months with approved credit. Plus, get a 10-year parts and labor warranty on your new system when you sign a maintenance agreement. Contact AC by Luke Choir for details. ACbyLuke Choir.com.
Sounds like a job for AC by Luke Choir.
License number 84417.
Oh, my God. They said the coronavirus is coming. I got to get the gloves and soap.
I want to thank Jason, who sent me an updated version of that. I can't wait. If I knew the language was clean, I'd play it right now. Actually, we're out of time, but we want to give our final minute to Randy from Snowden, who waited patiently on the phone.
Hey, guys. I just want to leave your show with an upswing. We posted Facebook for the ball players, baseball players in the River Region, Greg and Rosie. In an hour's time, we had 23 players. We went out and played a practice game in Elmore County, which they agreed for us to play at the next level field. Only an hour, and we had 23 ball players that my son has played with over the years. And we social distance, and the Southern League and the other leagues around town, possibly after June the 8th, we'll be able to have our youth in this city with all this negativity be able to have a little baseball this summer. And I just wanted to leave your show with an upswing that our youth may have a little something. These kids that played on Sunday, parents was out there, it rained and it quit and we played, and these kids need something to do, because it's defying to our youth. And we can, as parents and as adults, Greg, can maintain it. But these youths need that baseball, and most of these boys haven't throwed or hit a baseball in 2.5 months. And I think that's a great thing.
It's an awesome thing, and we thank you for ending on a positive note.
Thanks, Randy.
As for you blue states...
Get in my belly!
All right, you got the message, finally?
I'm gonna...
Ha, ha, ha.